Wisconsin is more than 1,000 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. But as Election Day nears, border security is emerging as among the top campaign issues in the Badger State. Sarah Lear has more on how the presidential candidates are addressing immigration as they try to sway voters.
Wisconsin has had more than its share of presidential campaign stops this year, but only one to Prairie du Chien, when former President Donald Trump visited the Mississippi River city of about 5,500 residents last month. He spoke in front of posters of mugshots. One showed a non-citizen who was recently arrested in the city on multiple felony charges.
I will liberate Wisconsin from this mass migrant invasion of murderers, rapists, hoodlums, drug dealers, thugs, and vicious gang members.
Despite some high-profile cases, studies show immigrants in the U.S. are less likely to commit crimes than native-born Americans. But Trump often shares anecdotes like these. And immigration has been central to his campaign. The most recent poll from Marquette University showed 15% of Wisconsin voters listed it as their top issue, second only to the economy. Those who waited in line to hear Trump in Southwest Wisconsin said they want changes to the country's immigration policies, like Kevin Joel of Prairie du Chien.
There's laws and orders in this country, so let's do things legally. Let's get back on track.
And Larry Schoonover of Janesville.
We need to get the ones that came across illegally sent back. If they come in legally, I have no problem with that.
On the other side of the state, on a sunny Saturday afternoon in Milwaukee, nearly a dozen volunteers gathered inside a small office. They made calls in English and Spanish, urging Wisconsinites to vote for Democratic candidates, including Kamala Harris. Javier Escorcia is with the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. A man picked up the phone, and Escorcia asked him if he's registered to vote.
Yo soy de Voces de la Frontera, Tion, y te hablaba para allá para hacerte una pregunta si estás registrado para votar.
While immigration is always part of the national political debate, Trump's rhetoric has escalated. He's referred to some immigrants as animals and accused them of, quote, poisoning the blood of our country. Voces political director Jared English is overseeing the group's phone banking.
People, you know, are tired of the hate, they're tired of the rhetoric, they're tired of, the people who work hard to come and have a better life being scapegoated.
Harris has emphasized her support for a bipartisan bill that would have boosted funding for border enforcement. During the debate this fall, she blasted Trump for lobbying against that package.
Donald Trump got on the phone, called up some folks in Congress and said, kill the bill. And you know why? Because he'd prefer to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
If he's reelected, Trump has promised the largest deportation in U.S. history. That's raised alarm bells from agricultural groups, including the right-leaning Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and the left-leaning Wisconsin Farmers Union. Dairy farmer and Harris supporter Tina Hinchley says mass deportations would worsen a labor supply shortage.
If there is even the hint that people are going to be coming in and raiding the farms, which we have had, that is completely disruptive for our industry.
During the Biden-Harris administration, unauthorized border crossings reached a record high of nearly 2.5 million last year, according to federal data. Those numbers fell this year after the administration cracked down on eligibility for asylum claims. UW-La Crosse political scientist Anthony Trigoski says Harris has responded to Trump's campaign with more right-leaning rhetoric, and by visiting the southern border last month for the first time since 2021.
I don't think the Harris-Walls ticket is trying to win the issue of immigration and border security. I think they're trying to reduce the Republican advantage.
According to Marquette's polling, hardly any Wisconsin Democrats listed immigration as a top priority. The numbers were driven almost entirely by Republican voters. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.